place was a great choice. The food is amazing, and such generous portions.
If you like the meal, just wait till you try these after-dinner mints.
You know, Doug, most guys are put off by my eye. It's nice to finally meet someone who's open-minded. Ew!
What was wrong with your date last night?
I don't know. Something I couldn't quite put my finger on. Possibly his vile lizard tongue.
You're too picky.
Yeah, if you rule out every guy with a lizard tongue or a low IQ or an explosive violent temper, of course you're going to be lonely.
There's nothing wrong with having high standards. Now, can we please stop...
The female Lila's problem is purely medical. Soon she will drop her eggs and they will hatch and all will be well.
You just have to give guys a chance. Sometimes you meet a guy and think he's a pig, but then later on you realize he actually has a really good body.
Thank you all for the inspiring advice. But I'm perfectly happy with my life the way it is.
That sounds like a cry for help.
Let's all take her out tonight. There's lots of great places to meet people.
The Federal Sex Bureau.
A saucy puppet show.
The rotting carcass of a whale.
I'll pick. Oh, wow. It's totally retro.
Why is everyone wearing those rings?
Gah, because nobody wears them anymore. Rings are stupid.
I think they look cool.
Shh, don't let anyone hear you say that.
Hey, did that guy just say rings are cool?
Nope, he said they're stupid.
Cool.
So what do you think of that guy by the bar?
I don't know. Maybe.
Forget it. He's gay.
What? How can you tell?
I just know these things. I've got what they call gaydar.
There's no such thing.
No.
Okay, I got a lock on him.
Yep, he's gay.
Are you sure?
Definitely. Unless I'm getting interference from a gay weather balloon.
You're from the 20th century? That's incredible. I'm from the 21st century.
No way. We've got so much in common.
We sure do. Remember when those cyborgs enslaved humanity?
Yeah. That rings a bell.
This is Bolt Rollins. Bolt is a hyperslant racer with 10 wins on the pro circuit.
Hello, beautiful.
I think she means 10 wins on the gay circuit.
I wish. Those cats can really fly. No.
This is M5438, an entity of pure energy.
That's great, really, but he's just not what I'm looking for.
I understand. One day you will evolve beyond your physical body, and on that day, I hope you will pick up the phone.
You're impossible.
It's just as well. I think he comes from a dimension that's big on musical theater.
I need the apartment tonight. Go see a saucy puppet show.
Can do.
My, my, my. What's a beautiful lady like you? Oh, my. I'm sorry. I thought you had two eyes.
So, Lila, you must have had your pick of the litter last night at closing time.
Could you guys please stop talking about my personal life?
Yes, let's all talk about Lila's personal life later. But right now, we have business to attend to. A delivery? No, a tax-deductible mission of charity.
This is Virgon 6.
This is Virgon 6.
Bah.
It's a sunny little doomed planet inhabited by a number of frisky little doomed animals.
Animals?
That's right. Animals in desperate need of rescue. You see, Virgon 6 was once filled with the super-dense substance known as dark matter, each pound of which weighs over 10,000 pounds.
Wait, what about the animals?
Well, dark matter is extremely valuable as starship fuel. That's why it was all mined out, leaving the planet completely hollow.
Yes, but what about the animals? The animals.
I didn't say anything about animals. Now, it seems the planet will collapse within 3 days. Incidentally, this will kill all the animals.
So we have to bring back two of each kind, just like Noah's Ark.
Why two? Oh.
I bet you Leela's holding out for a nice guy with one eye.
That'll take forever. What she ought to do is find a nice guy with two eyes and poke one out.
Yeah, that'd be a time saver.
Do you mind?
Here you go. You can use this as an eye poker.
Thank you, but I don't care how many eyes a man has, as long as it's less than five. All I'm looking for is a guy who's adventurous, self-confident, and maybe a snappy dresser.
These new uniforms are pretty snappy, eh, First Officer?
I suppose, Captain. I'm not as big a fan of velour as you are. Now, what do you want to do about that unidentified ship?
Destroy them! Mmm. Let's get a nice feel to it. Captain's Journal. Stardate 3000.3.
Who are you talking to, sir?
You. Aren't you getting this? We have detected a vessel attempting to break the security cordon around Virgon 6. I'm anticipating an all-out tactical dogfight, followed by a light dinner. Ravioli, ham, Sunday bar.
Hey, look! That's Zap Brannigan's ship.
Wow! The Zap Brannigan?
Uh-huh.
Who's the Zap Brannigan?
Shall I fire on them now, sir?
Not yet, Kif. In the game of chess, you can never let your adversary see your pieces.
Oh.
What?
They say Zap Brannigan single-handedly saved the Octillion system from a horde of rampaging killbots.
Wow.
A grim day for robot kind. Eh, but we can always build more killbots.
He's the most decorated captain in the whole Democratic Order of Planets.
Leela's got a boyfriend.
No, I don't. But I think we ought to meet with him and see if he'll help us rescue those animals.
Well, just in case you guys hit it off, you'll want to take this with you.
Sir, they're headed straight for us.
A well-calculated move, straight out of Sun Tzu's classic text, The Art of War. Or my own masterwork, Zap Brannigan's Big Book of War. But the one thing their captain doesn't realize, and never will, is that...
Sir, they've docked with us and have come aboard.
Then I've risked all and lost. Kif, old man, I'll be in the escape pod. If that wicker chair I like survives the slaughter, have it sent to my P.O. box. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Leela, captain of the Planet Express delivery ship. We've come aboard to plead for your assistance.
Well, if there's anything to...
I'm in command here. Zap Brannigan. Has my fame preceded me, or was I too quick for it?
Oh, not at all. I'm just so, really thrilled to meet you.
You're an impressive piece of captain. Beautiful and deadly. A potent combination.
You don't mean that.
But I do. I doubt I've seen more than 3 or 4 captains sexier than you, and only one who was deadlier.
I heard one time you single-handedly defeated a horde of rampaging somethings in the something-something system.
The killbots? A trifle. It was simply a matter of outsmarting them.
Wow, I never would have thought of that.
You see, killbots have a preset kill limit. Knowing their weakness, I sent wave after wave of my own men at them until they reached their limit and shut down. Kif, show them the medal I won. More, please. A little more. More. Keep going.
Captain Brannigan, we really need to talk to you about our mission.
Whatever it is, I'm willing to put wave after wave of men at your disposal. Right, men?
You suck!
We're hoping to save the animals of Virgon 6 from extinction. And if you could just...
Virgon 6! This light dinner is over.
Wait, what's wrong?
The Democratic Order of Planets prohibits interfering with undeveloped worlds. It's a little rule known as Brannigan's Law.
But people already interfered. That planet was mined completely hollow.
Yes, by a Democratic Order of Planets mining crew.
This doesn't make any sense.
I don't pretend to understand Brannigan's Law. I merely enforce it.
Fine. We'll save the animals without your help.
I'm afraid I can't allow that. Guards!
What just happened?
He's throwing us in prison.
Oh, dang. Can I get this wrapped up?
Ow! I might have liked Zap Brannigan if he weren't a pompous dimwit who threw me in prison.
You really are too picky.
Kif, follow me up to the observation deck. I've got some musing to do.
Oh, jeez.
I'm facing a formidable female adversary, Kif. Suggestions?
I fail to see any problem, sir. You already imprisoned her under Directive B-10.81.
You mean Brannigan's Law?
Right, that law.
Which one?
Brannigan's Law.
Kif, you're my best and most loyal friend, but you've earned my contempt once again. As my protege, you should know that the only way to deal with a female adversary is to seduce her.
Oh.
This time we are sure she's a woman, right?
Yes.
Good. Invite her to my quarters. Oh, and have the boy lay out my formal shorts.
The boy, sir?
You. You lay out my formal shorts.
The jackass wants to see you in his quarters.
Good. This will be my chance to reason with him, captain to captain.
And he wants you to wear this.
Come and get it. Welcome to my humble chamber, or as I call it, the Love-nasium. Sham-pagan.
I didn't realize you were such a connoisseur.
Well, I have studied abroad. Or two.
Captain, if we could speak seriously for a moment. I'd like you to reconsider letting us rescue those animals.
I like your style. I find it very erotic.
What?
Erotic! 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 Erotic!
We can definitely escape, Bender. All you have to do is bend the hatch off this steam pipe.
Hey, yeah!
No good! It's full of steam!
You look like a woman who enjoys the finer things. Come over here and feel my velour bedspread.
I'm not really in the mood.
Leela, it's real velour. Just let yourself go.
Can I please just go back to prison?
You'd rather sit in prison than spend one evening with a zapper?
Much rather. What are you doing?
Oh, God, I'm pathetic. Sorry. Just go. You want the rest of the champagne?
No, and it's pronounced champagne.
Oh, God, no!
It's not a big deal.
I get so lonely. I just thought you, a fellow captain, would understand.
Forget it.
Yeah, it's great ordering people around and stuff, but through it all, you're completely alone.
It comes with the job.
I'm just so lonely!
Oh, come on. Cheer up. It's not that bad.
You want to try escaping again?
Nah, I'm comfy.
Man, Leela's been gone a long time. I hope she's at least making progress with Zap Brannigan.
Good morning, lover.
Listen, Zap.
Now you're officially my woman. Kudos. I can't say I don't envy you.
Zap, last night was a mistake.
A sexy mistake?
No, just a regular mistake. For a split second, my common sense was overwhelmed by pity.
A split second is all it takes. That's why sooner or later you'll come crawling back to the zapper.
The only kind of crawling I'm doing to you is away. From.
Leela, you're obviously confused and aroused.
Look, I'm going down to Virgon 6 to save those animals, whether you like it or not.
Go ahead. I won't stop you.
Threaten all you... Wait, what?
We both know you won't make it halfway to Virgon 6 before the craving sets in. Then you'll come crawling back for another taste of sweet, sweet candy. Bam. am.
Ugh.
Gif!
Yes, oh. Yes, Captain.
I have made it with a woman. Inform the men.
The fatso says you're free to go.
Really? Why?
Why, indeed.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
So should we get our stuff and head down to the planet?
We just talked, okay? All right. We don't have much time to collect these animals. The planet is supposed to collapse in approximately 2 hours ago. Hello there. He doesn't seem to be on the checklist.
So you're saying we can cook him?
Yeah, barbecue. I'll wear my hilarious apron.
No, I don't care how hilarious your apron is. We're not cooking him. Aww. I'll call him Nibbler.
Aww. I'll fire up the grill.
I hope he'll be okay in there with all those big animals.
You know, Kif, once my woman returns, I won't have much time to hang out with the boys anymore.
That's a shame, sir.
So let's make the most of our time together, shall we? Never mind. Just give me a back rub.
I found a pair of hermaflamingos.
Good. That's the last species. Huh?
Hey, what the?
Where'd they all go?
Nibbler!
I can't believe we flew halfway across the galaxy and enjoyed a steam just to get lunch for that stupid animal.
He's pending for a bending.
Leave him alone. It's not his fault that he's an unstoppable killing machine.
Is it, Snowbombs?
The planet's kerploding.
Ah! Boom!
Prepare for liftoff. We're out of fuel. Bender, I told you to fill the tank before we left.
Yeah, I'll do it when we get back.
Man, lucky for us, Zap Brannigan's nearby.
No way, forget it. I refuse to go crawling back to him.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing. We just talked.
So what's your problem? It's not like you slept with him. Oh, my God.
Oh, how could you, Leela? I thought you had some standards. I mean, geez, he's a dumb, gross gorilla.
That's enough. Don't you think I feel bad enough already?
No.
All right, I'll call him. I mean, if living is that important to you.
And that's why you'll never make Captain Kiff.
Hello, Zap.
Well.
Zap, we're out of fuel, and Virgon 6 is about to implode. We need your help.
So, crawling back to the Big Z like a bird on its belly. Delicious.
Birds don't crawl.
They've been known to.
Look, are you going to rescue us or not?
Can't you ask a little more sexfully?
Please, Big Z.
Certainly. But first you'll have to get rid of that thing. That's the law, Leela. And Brannigan's law is like Brannigan's love. Hard and fast. Now put that greasy rat outside and we'll tow you to safety.
I would never abandon a helpless animal. You know, Zap, Once I thought you were a big pompous buffoon. Then I realized that inside you were just a pitiful child. But now I realize that outside that child is a big pompous buffoon.
And which one rocked your world?
Oh! Wow, way to tell that guy off. Now, what's your secret escape plan?
I guess to sit here and wait for death.
Can do. What the hell was that?
Phew!
I don't believe it. It's dark matter.
So this guy just unloaded a steaming pile of starship fuel?
His species must have filled the entire planet with it.
Did you do that, you cute little...
Come on. That should be more than enough fuel to get us out of here. Bender, pick it up and put it in the engine. We made it! And some of the animals survived.
So a couple of animals didn't die and Leela got lucky. That's what I call a successful mission.
We're heroes!
Dear Captain's Diary, I may not have found love on this mission, but I did find a cute little companion who excretes starship fuel. And that's just as good.
Captain's Journal. Stardate,
April 13th.
April 13th. Point two. We have failed to uphold Brannigan's law. However, I did make it with a hot alien babe. And in the end... Is that not what man has dreamt of since first he looked up at the stars? Kif, I'm asking you a question.
Oh...